turn past 30. That's
past 30.
Back to, okay.
Back 10, to 10. 10 looks 10, fair to
10,
me.
10. All right. Joan Hoshino, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks
Episode
for having me.
Four, I think.
Happy to be here.
Happy
She's
to be here.
Notorious, infamous, legendary. The works.
Notorious and infamous.
Yep.
In a good way.
Okay.
In a great way.
All right.
Involved in all PDCs, right?
But
except
one.
For one.
All except one.
And that
all
one sucked.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because Joan wasn't involved.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Screw Bill Gates and him not being around anymore.
Exactly.
We need Joan.
Joan is the key. We figured it out.
Yes.
All right. So let's get into it.
Okay. Joan, all August 15th. What's happening?
Yeah. August 15th. Early bird cutoff. So if you register by August 15th, you save $200 off the price. Great deal.
That is a good
After
deal.
August 15th, price goes up to $23.95. So
wow. It's getting close.
It's getting close. Next Friday. Register
Sign up
now.
Soon.
Yep.
So if you want to save
And get the best
some...
hotel rooms and all of that, too.
Good point.
Yes.
Those are selling out as well.
Yes. We are getting close to selling out downtown L.A.
Wow.
But we have plenty of other hotels just a little bit further out. So still space, but register now.
So sign up, save some money, and have a better choice of hotel.
Yes. Don't get stuck by the airport.
Yeah,
Mike.
Exactly.
Jennifer.
Oh, too funny.
Guess what?
What?
People are actually watching this show.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it. How many?
You're not just hitting refresh every? Come on, F5,
maybe
right?
Maybe a couple. Yes. My mom, my dad.
Of course.
But still, 91,000 views.
That's
plus.
Insane. That's insane.
You guys
it is. I don't believe it. I really don't believe
it's
it.
Insane.
Wow.
They love us. Or at least
oh
they
God.
Love our guests. At least they love
the
our guests.
Ego.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in our last show, someone actually replied in the forum there,
yes.
And I don't know how to say the name. It's C-E-A-T,
mm-hmm.
Seat, maybe?
Maybe.
We were talking about session recordings, and hey, the kind of the question was, if session recordings are made available, then why would I ever pay money or bother to attend the PDC, which was a great question.
Yeah, we get that question mm-hmm. a lot.
What's mm-hmm. the answer?
But just to repeat, all sessions are online free, available to anyone and everyone. Keynotes are streamed live. All sessions are up within 24 hours.
I just have to give you a little blood.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Not even a Windows Live ID.
Wow.
But you still want to go to the show because you actually want to rub shoulders with people. You want to talk and network and meet people. You want a chance to walk up to Microsoft experts, meet Don Box, meet Anders Heilsberg, mm-hmm. ask them the questions, meet people like you who are going through the same kinds of
I don't want to meet me.
scenarios in the same or even different industries.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like being on site to really kind of capture and harness that energy.
I agree. Yep. There's just too many opportunities yep. to talk to people. Peers and other experts about things. There's nothing like being at one of these events. I remember in 05 when we decided we were going to take the session recordings and kind of give them out for free. There was a lot of fear within the company, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It was this very thing. Are we cannibalizing our audience, right? Are they going to want to show up? Well, we found that's absolutely not the
Definitely
truth.
Want to show
there's
up.
Lots of other reasons to show up at the event. Content is certainly one piece of it, but there's a lot more to it as well.
Exactly.
So,
not to mention you can't see everything even if you're an attendee, so it's good to have these sessions online.
Yes.
So you can go back home or whatever and catch them later.
Totally.
But it's all about, I find, you know, people are telling us the connections on site.
Yep. All right,
done.
So we had one other piece of feedback. It was actually in our first episode from Kosher. He said, bust out the hard hat, Mike. We know you want to get all up in this video with your coding skills.
Yes, he does.
So this is kind of a behind-the-scenes show. But hard hat, I took it literally, and we actually went out and we had some PDC 2008 commemorative logoed hard hats made. So I decided, you know what? Yeah, for each of our sessions, I'll put the hard hat on.
It's a very Devo-ish look.
Very Devo-ish. We are
Whip it.
Devo. So what we're going to do here is each episode, we're going to issue out kind of a geeky challenge. We'll start
okay.
a little easy today.
Ooh.
And the first person, the rule is, the first person who replies in the thread below this post,
mm-hmm. in the form.
Right, with the correct answer or a correct mm-hmm. answer,
wins.
Dum, and I brought
dum,
one
dum.
With a very limited edition long sleeve PDC 2008
shirt.
Branded shirt. And
Love
this
it.
Is
nice.
This is not the event shirt, right? This is an internal
no.
shirt that you're
Can't
not going to get anywhere else.
That's right.
All right. So with that, today this is the challenge for this week. I'll hold it up for just a moment so our camera can get a good view of it, and somebody's probably going to have to freeze frame to figure it out. But figure out what that is, figure out what that challenge is, and post your answer to the forum, and that is our hard hat challenge of the week. So we can get immediately back
are
to
Are Microsoft John. Employees allowed to...
No, of course not.
Good.
Yeah. We lock those guys up.
Wow.
So, Joan, I don't solve it now.
I wouldn't even have a chance to.
Oh, man.
So, Joan, having worked on 12 out of 13 PDCs...
Yes.
You must have a story or two.
Okay. So, let's see. One of my favorite stories was PDC 03. And if people remember, that was the year of the really bad wildfires in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually, the day before the PDC, shut down LAX
wow.
for a while. All the area airports were shut down, and we were trying to get Bill and all of our other speakers in, and so we were scrambling. So this the staff room turned into this command central where we're like, okay, who are all the speakers who have to speak on the first day? And we had this list on the whiteboard, and where are they? You know, so we were all on cell phones, and cell phone coverage was hard because so many people were trying to, you know, using the lines to try to figure out their plans. So we had this whole list of, okay, so-and-so made it to Northern California, now their flight's delayed there, and, you know, now they're trying to hear, so we're tracking.
This is like the War Games room, it feels
was.
Like.
It was. We're tracking everyone, and my favorite story, I mean, this tells you about the excitement and the just the passion that Microsoft employees have for the PDC and being able to get there and present and talk to the customers was that I can't remember the two speaker names, but they got themselves somehow to Northern California. And they landed at some, you know, small community airport, and they're literally running down the runway because they saw a Cessna that was about to take off, and someone at the airport had told them that, oh, they're heading down to California. And so they ran down the Cessna and said, you know, what can we do? We need to get to Southern California. Can you take us? And they talked them into letting them on their plane.
Seriously.
Seriously, and flew them down.
That's so pretty cool. That's dedication.
That's dedication, yes. I'm talking about the passion that everyone has for the PDC is just amazing.
That's way more than, like, hitchhiking. That's, like,
I'm trying to evaluate.
Taking it up a notch.
Yeah, yeah, would I do that?
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, that's kind of dangerous. You're running. You're on an active jet. But I'm thinking, okay, well, this isn't, you know, this isn't like LAX or something. This is some small one-strip, you know, airport.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it wasn't, you know, too life-threatening.
Yeah.
But still.
PDC is special.
It is.
And other people were renting cars and, you know, figuring, all right, I'm going to drive from Seattle down to L.A. just to get there. I mean, that's how important it was.
I think when I came in, I flew into, I think it might have been Orange County or something, and they had to bus, they bussed us up. It was some crazy thing like that.
It was. But, you know, thankfully, everything turned out fine.
The show went on.
The show went on.
So we've been talking, let's see, a couple shows ago, there was this controversy about, is it 12 or 13 PDCs? We can't quite figure it out. We posted the answer via Joan, so Joan gave us the answer. We posted it there. But we never really, in the public one, talked about the controversy of, you know, the one that may or may not be a PDC. We know you're the expert.
Yeah. Well, the one that's questionable, I think it is because we marketed it as a PDC, you know, all of that. It said it was the PDC. It was the server PDC. And there are those purists internal to Microsoft who think that it's not a PDC because PDC is supposed to be all about the platform and everything that goes along with it. And this one was just focused on server products.
So it was a more limited focus, but we still called it a PDC.
We still called it a PDC.
So if it was good enough to call a PDC then?
It counts now.
I think it counts.
That's right.
13.
So this is our 13th PDC.
Uh-oh.
Very lucky 13.
I was going to say lucky 13.
Yeah, lucky. It's our lucky 13. Of course it's our lucky 13.
Yes.
So you've been doing events a long time.
Yeah. A long time.
And you want to keep doing them, right?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes,
good answer.
Joan works with us on Mix as well.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. And we do
Can't
Mix.
Can't get enough of it.
I don't know if everyone knows that, but this is the same team
Countdown
that puts on the Mix.
Right here.
I sense a new show coming on.
Possibly. So what's the toughest thing? I mean, what's the hardest thing about putting on an event, do you think?
Oh, I think the hardest thing is, you know, for PDC, we have several thousand people on site. It's just making it feel like it's a great personal event for each and every customer. You know, that's the important thing, and we like to make sure that we go out of our way to make sure every customer, every attendee who's there has a great experience. So I think we're great that we have a great team who's very customer focused and, you know, knows that this is important, that the customer experience is what it's all about. So, you know, if it's crawling on the ground to find the DVD that the customer couldn't find and wants to get it back, you know?
I have pictures.
I have done that.
Story
Joan crawling on the floor.
Oh, this is at Mix, wasn't it?
Mix on the Venetian.
Yeah, all about the customer. That's right. Whatever we can do to make them happy.
That's a good point because, you know, it is thousands of people in a huge event center. And making it feel, you know, it's one thing to just fill some space.
Sure.
And that's not our goal. It's to fill space with the right people, make sure the right content for those people, that
we're
saying the right things, and that they're getting what they need out of the event.
That's right. Which is another reason to go to PDC instead of just watching the videos.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you can't replicate that.
That's
sitting
in
your office, just watching the sessions online.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, and Joan cares about everything, like from the food.